USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has announced that Russian forces are preparing a new stage of terror that could involve the use of chemical weapons in Ukraine. United Kingdom Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said work was underway to verify a claim that chemical weapons were recently used by Russian forces. She added, any use of such weapons would be a callous escalation in this conflict, and we will hold Putin and his regime to account. End quote. Ukraine's United Nations ambassador is making a claim Russians are kidnapping Ukrainian children and taking them to Russia.
I would also like to draw the attention of the Security Council to the fact that the invaders have already taken more than 121,000 children out of Ukraine.
Utility Pacific Gas and Electric agreed Monday to pay $55 million in penalties and costs to settle civil cases over two massive wildfires in Northern California. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Krispy Kreme is comfort food to be sure, and the donut giant wants to help your wallets during a time of unprecedented inflation. Tim Berg reports.
Krispy Kreme is hoping to ease the pain Americans are feeling at the pump by lowering donut prices. The chain announcing in the new deal they'll set a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Every Wednesday from April 13th to May 4th, Krispy Kreme will use Monday's average to set the promotional cost. AAA putting Monday's average at $4.11 a gallon. A dozen of glazed donuts usually goes for around $10. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Iran has reached numerous deals with Qatar as it plans to host fans of the Men's Football World Cup that will be held in its neighboring country later this year. The two countries agreed to increase the number of airline flights between them during the Cup tournament. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As more election irregularities are discovered in the Georgia elections, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger told Newsmax on Monday that his office is beginning an investigation into why 1,600 non-U.S. citizens have attempted to register to vote in the Peach State.
Well, we're now down to 1,634 non-citizens attempted to register. We do have to do one-on-one calling and contact them to verify has their citizenship status changed. But from all what we've seen, they are non-citizens, and that is a felony in Georgia, 1 to 10 years in prison, up to $100,000 fine. So we are now going to be writing the letters, forwarding those over to over 50 of our counties have a non-citizen, at least one, that has attempted to register. So local DAs can prosecute, but also we'll send that to the State Election Board and also the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
Raffensperger goes on to say only U.S. citizens should vote in our elections, and that is a bipartisan issue.
If you look at Stacey Abrams, what she said years ago, she said that the blue wave of undocumented was her way towards victory. And undocumented, it means illegal immigrants. And so people, you have to be an American citizen to vote in Georgia. Is 70% of all Democrats believe that only Americans should vote, 93% of all Republicans. That's 80% statewide believe only Americans should vote.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. There's an idea for lunch. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.